Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Lian. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan, 46 ang edad, may asawa at dalawang anak, taga New South Wales. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Lian. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Lian, isang nurse. Noong nakaraang taon, bumili kami ng aking asawa ng property investment. Naisip naming sabayan ang mababang interest rate ng bangko. Ang may peraan question ay, mairerekomenda po ba ninyo na kumuha pa kami ng aking asawa ng isa pang property investment sa taong ito? May kaunti pa kaming ipon na willing kaming gamitin sa pag-invest. Ang sabi ng karamihan, mukhang sa 2023 pa daw tataas ang interest rate ng RBA. Iniisip naming humabol pa ng isang property sa Hobart. Sakaling bumili kami ngayon, ano-ano po ang risks na pwede naming kaharapin? Para magsilbing gabay ni Lian, makakausap natin ang mortgage broker na si Miss Maria Papa. Kamusta po kayo, Miss Maria?
Hello, Christina. Good morning. How are
Ayan.
You?
Okay, so ito na nga po si Lian. Blessed, di ba, si Lian? Kasi nga, gusto pa nilang bumili ng property sa Hobart ngayong 2022. Mukhang nainganyo sa mababang interest. In your view, is 2022 still a good time to buy a property investment?
No, I agree with you. The property market talaga has really gone up more than 20% in the last 18 months. So sobrang taas, she should actually think kung talagang, you know, it's a good time for her to buy. But look, she's in a good income. She's a nurse. They both have jobs. If they can afford to buy a second property, and you know, buying property is for few, you know, you keep it for the next 10 years. So if that is the timeline she's looking at, why not? Why, you know, she can buy a second property if she wants to.
Ayun ha, she can buy a property. Pag-isipan mo yan, Lian. So ngayon po, ano-ano ang risks, no? Sakaling bumili siya ngayon ng property investment, ano-ano ang mga konsiderasyon na dapat nilang tingnan?
Yung una-una is the interest rate, di ba? Actually, yung mga bangko, nag-akyat na ng interest rate ng mga fixed rates nila by 1%. Kasi in the past, you can get fixed rates of below 2%. Ngayon, umaakyat na siya ng more than above 2 to 3%. So, kumbaga, nakikita na ng mga bangko that the rates will actually go up in the next 1 to 2 years. But the RBA has still been insistent that they're keeping the cash rate at 0.10%. But the banks are actually raising the interest rate. So this is probably one problem that she may encounter. But even if it goes up, yung nakikita lang na increase ng rate even by the economist from Westpac was saying 0.10 in August, then another 0.25 in October. So that's just 0.40%. And kung titignan mo, in the whole of Australian finance history, this is the lowest that we've ever been in terms of interest rates. Kasi in the 1980s, mga interest rates nila is at 20%. So right now, if you're looking at about 2-3%, mababa pa rin yung interest rate. But you have to, you know, think na oo nga, mababa interest rate. Ang mahal naman ang presyo ng bahay.
Yes, totoo nga yan. Kaya nga talagang it's good na nabibigyan niyo po siya ng tips ngayon. So ngayon po, full-time si Lian, di ba? At ang kanyang asawa, at sabi niya, handa silang gamitin ito sa pag-i-invest. In your view, mas maganda po bang ipunin na lang nila ito bago tumaas ulit ang interest rate ng mga bangko sa 2023? Or do you think na dahil nurse naman siya, mukhang kakayanin naman nila if and when tumaas nga po?
Ang problema, pag nag-iipon ka ngayon, yung interest na makukuha mo sa bangko, na nakaupo lang sa bangko yung pera mo, is just less than 1% annually. So, in terms of investment, matatalo ng inflation yon. Kasi inflation is expected to be between 2-3%, di ba? So, yung pera mo, kumbaga, lumiliit yung halaga over time. So, if you have the capacity, and I suggest she goes to the bank or to a mortgage broker, to assessor, And kung kaya pa talaga ng income nila, combined income nila to invest in a second property, oh, go ahead. It's a wise move, if you ask me. The property market isn't coming down. On the contrary, it may go sideways in the next 3-4 years. Pero pagkatapos na naman yan, aakit na naman yan. So, property is still a good investment. It's tangible. Nandiyan lang yan. Hindi mawawala. Sa banko, pwede ka pa ma-scam.
Right.
Pero mo.
Yes.
Maisang ka pa. Pero pag naka-invest sa bahay, walang kukuha sa'yo dyan. Nandiyan yan sa bahay eh. And of course, you're also banking on capital growth. And then they're both on a good income. So, may mga negative gearing in which may mga tax incentives ka if you're investing in property. So, yes, she's a nurse, can work until she's 70. Sometimes I see nurses working until 80. If you're planning to hold the property in the next 10 years, 20 years, expect na may growth yan. And whatever growth it has, you can, once you sell the property, yung kinita ng property is something you can use for retirement.
Okay. And how about yung mga clients niyo po ba? Ganun din po ba yung strategy nila? Kasi I'm sure madami kayong natututunan din from, of course, yung mga clients niyo din who probably have the same problem or siguro yung mga considerations no sa pag-invest ulit sa panibagong property.
Yeah, ang suggestion ko sa kanya is not to use her savings. Savings ilagay niya, itabi niya muna for emergency fund purposes, no? Meron kasing mga, most of my clients, because the property market has really gone up, no? Like let's say, if she bought her property 10 years ago for $500,000, at that time, may makikita pang mga bahay na worth $500,000 within Sydney, di ba? And right, ang unutang lang niya 10 years ago is $400,000. So let's say, 10 years na after, ito na yun today, no? That property must be worth around $800,000, yung $500,000 mo. And then, of course, yung utang mo bumaba from $400,000, baka $300,000 na lang. So, meron ng equity. Yung equity is the difference between yung halaga ng bahay mo ngayon, which is $800,000, at yung utang mo sa banko, which is $300,000. So, meron kang equity na $500,000 uli. Yung halagang yun, pwede mo nang gamitin pang invest. Pwedeng yun yung pan-deposit, kukuha ka ng pan-deposit mo for the next investment property. So, that's one strategy that we actually teach our clients for them to understand na hindi mo naman kailangang ipon ng panggalingan ng pandeposito. You can use the equity of your home to invest in a second or third property. And this is something we teach our clients.
Nakakatuwa naman po. Ito na, last tips po sa mga katulad ni Lian na gustong bumili ng property investment ngayong taon pero hindi pa rin sigurado sa kanilang desisyon. Go right ahead po and talk to them.
Investing in property is a long-term game. It's not something na pag bumili ka ngayon, you sell it next year. It's not like the share market. It's something na meron kang, may plano ka, may strategy ka na in the next 10 years, pag nag-doubling halaga ng property, ito na yung gagamitin ko for retirement. Or sometimes other people use it as a way for their children, yung sa mga anak nila, bumibili na sila ng property, then eventually, kung anak na nila is nakatapos, nagkapamilya, ipinapasa na sa anak yung property at yung anak nang umuutang against that. But at the end of the day, ang nangyari is nabili niya ng mura, like let's say $800,000, ngayon worth 1.2. So yung anak niya, siya na yung, hindi na siya nag-ipon para sa deposito nang galing na doon sa kinita, doon sa equity na build nung nanay doon sa property. So if you're looking at those options na building equity nga, capital growth, negative gearing, these are terminologies na dapat matutunan ng any property investor like Lian. So I suggest that she speaks to the bank, read about mga finance terms na relating to investing, and do it as early as now while she's still young. Kasi mabilis dumaan yung panahon. And then of course, when you're old, di ka na maka-invest kasi wala na magpapautang na banko sa'yo.
Ayan. Maraming salamat ulit. Thank you again, Miss Maria Papa. So uulitin po.
Thank you.
Alright. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, May Peraan!
May Peraan! May Peraan!
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook!